finding delight within the darkness. Hi, hon. How was golf? I was lousy, as always. But how did it feel? Oh, it was fabulous being out in this gorgeous weather. Sound like a familiar conversation? We often allow feelings of hopelessness to become our predominant emotion. This is natural, and even more so now that our lives tend to be in constant flux, as is the world around us. It's easy to slip into a state of despair as we follow the political, social, and geophysical climates that appear to have taken over the whole world. We need to condition ourselves to climb out of that darkness and find the light, for it is out there, albeit at times hidden, but it must be unearthed if we are to continue down our paths and have a quality of life that brings us some and hopefully much joy. At times, we must delve into our experiences deeply to find that light in what would otherwise be a dark day, as did my husband when he arrived back home from his golf trip. Our granddaughter, Emily, had once challenged us to grab a journal and find the delight in every day, a task which I dutifully undertook every single evening throughout the month of April. There were times when I added to that journal snippets such as, "Right now I'm sitting at my desk and watching the leaves sway gently in the spring breeze. I am finding delight." Well, that was an easy one to unearth, but as we know, that's not always the case. However, even in the darkest of times, what we can write at the end of the day is, "I made it. I got to the end of this day, and it is over." There are times when it takes hours, days, or even years to find the light within the despair. That takes, however, the fortitude to look deeply into each situation, deeply enough to see it in its entirety. Remain patient. Have faith, and you will climb out of the darkness. That knowledge alone will bring you delight.